The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The rare wants to know, what are the odds Durant will be more hated than LeBron or the next president in 4 years? I respectfully disagree with Charles Barkley. He does sound like get off my lawn guy.
Oh, Charles. Charles Barkley, the year before he came here, 23 points per game, 12 rebounds per game. Those are pretty solid numbers. No, you weren't quite at the end of your career.
You talked about Garnett and those being trades. Those were trades that were orchestrated for Garnett. So, yeah, the team got something for it, but they agreed to do it.
Have you been getting a lot of the vote Springer stuff sent to you?
Yes.
Did you vote Springer?
I'm not voting. I don't vote that thing. Of the guys that are in that group, he's certainly deserving of being in that group.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him being in the group. I don't know that I would vote for him over the other guys.
But there's not anybody there that I say, oh, I have to vote for this
no,
guy over here.
No, there's really not.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. And, I think we've covered everything angle there is on Kevin Durant. 281 said, Fred, watch Spotlight based on your recommendation. Amazing. What are the odds we see reporting like that again from Chase? Probably never, man. That's a sad thing. There's just not enough people left doing it. That's what I'm going to work on while I'm gone, though, is that audiobook that Jong and I are going to do. And most people do not want the gem of the day changed. So people saying it should win the Grammy. My 3-year-old daughter sings that song every time she hears AJ sing.
Everyone
it.
Everyone loves the song.
Yeah.
Stop it. I just trying to change the gem of the day song.
Yeah, let's give away.
That song will change when I die.
So, Andy was recommending Mr. Robot as a replacement for not having Game of Thrones. That I really like that show. I'm looking forward to it coming back. I binged it right at the end last year on Rottweiler's recommendation, and it was fantastic. So, I've got that and Preacher going on right now. I like Preacher.
I'm still waiting for episode 4.
It's the best one yet. It was on Saturday night.
No, episode 5.
Because I recorded it Saturday night. I wouldn't have been able to see it otherwise.
I think you're talking about episode 5.
No, it was episode 4.
Well, I looked and it wasn't on Saturday
night. Okay, well, I recorded it Saturday at like 2 a.m.
And it's not on demand. So now I've got,
interesting.
I've watched 1, 2, and 3. I have 5 and 6 on my DVR and no way to watch episode 4. My wife is trying to get me to watch it on the iPad.
Oh, actually 5 was the best one yet. 4 was good too, though.
Yeah. My wife's trying to get me to watch it on the iPad, which I may have to bring myself to that level and do it. I don't like to watch television shows on my iPad, though.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that either. All right, we're going to give away 4 more poker seats right now. And at 6:15, we're going to give away 3. And we're just going to do best Astros-related what are the odds.
Okay.
But we'll do that at the 6:15 segment. So we got an interview coming up, and then after that we'll have a break. And we come back, you know, once we go to break, you should probably start dialing in and getting on hold for that. But right now I'm just going to give away 4 to whoever can dial fastest. And if you want to be at my table, let them know. We'll put you in on the end of the lottery to get at my table. So win a seat to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. First round is tomorrow, Dave and Buster's. Tournament starts at 7. You must register to play by 6:45. And the top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize of 55-inch Hair HD TV and $500 cash. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Callers 10, 11, 12, and 13. All right, let's go ahead and do
Let's talk to Joanna Champion. I talked to her before the interview and asked what she preferred to be called, or how to pronounce, if I was pronouncing her name right, Joanna Janjacek. And she said, this is fine, or call me Joanna Champion. So that's
joining us now is the UFC's tiniest champion, but one of the most impressive in her career, Joanna Janjacek. the Joanna Champion, we'll call her. That's what she's requested. Joanna, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I just had breakfast. Tomorrow is the official weighing. I feel great, very calm, very focused, and I cannot wait until Friday night.
How different was the lead up to this fight because of the Ultimate Fighter? You know, relative to a training camp where you don't see your opponent every day, but you went through a long stretch where you were seeing Claudia every day. Was it very strange for you?
I had a really good time shooting the Ultimate Fighter season 23, but I saw Claudia almost every day, twice a day. We had some good and bad moments, but you know, it's all over. I'm just focused on my upcoming fight with Claudia Gadea.
Have you found, in your career, Claudia gave you one of the tougher fights. Do you find that she is the toughest opponent you faced?
No, she's number one in the strawweight ranking for a reason. So, but, okay, she deserved it to fight for a title, and maybe not. She had just one fight, you know. There is so many girls who fought more better, few more times, Claudia Gadea is next. I'm taking this fight very serious, as every fight. I respect her so much as a fighter, and just let's do this. You know, I have my dreams, my goals. I know what I want to do after this fight, so I know that I must put on show on Friday.
Was a lot of the sort of stuff that went on The Ultimate Fighter, the back and forth, you say you respect her a lot, you want to put on a show. Was a lot of that showmanship? Was a lot of that just trying to build the fight and build up some animosity between the two of you?
What do you mean?
Like when you're kind of trying to get under Claudia's skin on the show, is that something that you planned?
No, I was not trying. Like, I was not playing. I never play with my opponents, you know. Like, the mental game, everything what you see, it's all natural, you know. I've been preparing for this fight 3 months, hard camp, lots of blood, lots of tears, lots of bad days, but I survived, and that's why you're going to hear and still on Friday. So if you see someone who wants to take your dreams, your goals, your belt, your baby away from you, you're going to be tough as a mother who's going to take care of her babies, you know. So this is who I am. I want to follow my dreams. I want to take care of everything what I care the most, you know.
Were you disappointed that on the show your team, the fighters on your team, did not do as well? Did that bother you?
And the show still open, you know. We had final on Friday. Mm-hmm. My guy can win the this. So even Claudia won in the house few fights, doesn't mean that she won all season, you know. The thing is, like, I had really good time, and it's difficult to being a coach. Those fighters were from different schools, different trainers, with different experience. But we had fun, we had good time, we had good training sessions. We made a team, and this is the most important thing, you know. I had really, really, really good time.
I've heard rumors that after this fight, you'd like to become a two-division champion if the UFC were to create a flyweight championship for the women. Is that something that you're interested in?
I'm very interested. I used to fight in 125, and a few weeks ago, we had fight between Valerie Letourneau and Jojo Calderwood in a catchweight 125. So I think UFC did first step to make a new division, and I'm very happy about. I hope it's going to happen this year or next year, but definitely after my victory with Claudia Gadea, I want to defend my title in the strawweight division in New York at Madison Square Garden. I want to be part of this big show in New York. I hope I will get this chance, and you know, after my next title defense this year, I want to sit, relax, and think about upcoming year 2017. I know still 6 months until the end of the year, but I'm taking my fighting career very serious. I like to plan some things, and you know, I want to defend my title so many times, and I want to retire as undefeated champion.
You know, you're not fighting on the UFC 200 card, but this is obviously a big weekend for the sport all around. Is it exciting for you to be a part of, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, having the fights, the international fight week leading up to UFC 200, maybe the biggest card?
International fight week, the UFC Expo, it's amazing, you know. I've been here last year. I was like a special guest. I was enjoying the moment with the fans, with the people who came for us to Vegas. But I'm happy that this year I am as a competitor. I want to put on show on Friday. I'm happy that I'm part of my fight is part of the International Fight Week. Of course, I would like to fight on UFC 200, but the most important is the fight for me. So it can be Thursday, can be Friday, can be Saturday and Sunday. But I'm happy that I'm going to fight on UFC show one more time, that I'm going to defend my UFC title. And I'm happy that after my victory with Claudia Gadea on Friday, I will sit in the first row at the new T-Mobile Arena, where the UFC 200 big show is going to happen.
What fight besides your own are you looking most forward to this week?
Rafael Dos Anjos, Eddie Alvarez, Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar, and Mark Hunt and Brock Lesnar.
Those are that's the ones you're looking forward to the most. Joanna, you are the champion. I appreciate you taking the time. I know this is a busy week for you. I thank you so much, and best of luck to you in your fight. And once again, appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, good luck. That's Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Joanna Champion, as she likes to be called.
I think it's funny when I break his heart. My kind of medicine is whiskey straight.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, we're going to give away three more poker seats. All you have to do is call in, get on hold, wait your turn. 713-780-3776. Bess, Astros, what are the odds? That's it. You know what? We'll also do best. We'll throw UFC in there, too. If you want to do UFC 200 or Astros, either one. But go ahead and call in and stay on hold after we go to you, unless, you know, we tell you you don't have to stay on hold because you're not going to win. But that's how three of you are going to get the poker seats. Dustin asking, hold up, I thought Fred was on vacation. Not till
Monday.
Well, technically, I'm leaving Saturday.
But
I'm here through Friday. And... yeah, it's always so funny because I hate being gone for 2 weeks, but it's her only time to see her family, and this is the only vacation we take all year. And I always get up there in the first 3 days. I just love it. It's like it's so great to get away from everything. Then about middle of the first week, I'm like, man, I so want to go home. I need to get back. This isn't enough action. And then by the end of the second week, I just don't want to leave. So, but then when I get home, I'm excited, and I can't wait to do the show again. So there's that. But... all right, let's go through them. Jong will judge the three best. And Jong, don't pull a Tyler on us. Actually, pay attention to him. Tyler did it. He's, we'll take these three. Art, you get to lead it off.
Artie.
What's up, Art?
Hey, sports to yourself, fellas.
Sports to you.
All right. If the Astros make the postseason and Altuve wins the batting title, what are the odds he's voted AL MVP?
I think it's more than just a batting title. I think what he's got to do to win the MVP is continue hitting home runs at the pace he has.
Yeah, and driving in runs.
Because the batting title is, that's nice. The guy who wins the batting title doesn't usually win the MVP.
Batting title, 30 homers and 100-plus RBIs.
That
I
wins
think
an
he
MVP
gets it.
More than likely.
Yeah.
And not to mention the stolen base numbers.
Right. So it's certainly, I mean, he's certainly a contender right now at the halfway point. Okay. Jesse.
Hey, Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the Houston Texans defense has more sacks than George Springer has home runs this year?
That's a good one. I'll take. Well, that's a good one. At his pace right now,
it's hard to imagine.
I'll give Springer a significant edge, but I don't know that he's going to keep it up.
I don't either.
So I'm going to go 55% Springer. So that's a good
that's
one.
A good number.
That way you bring in the Texans too.
Yeah.
So I can almost tell you that probably should be one of the three winners right there. Bill.
Don't let that sway your judgment though, John.
Yeah,
you're the decider.
No, but that's
Fred's not the decider, you're the decider.
I'm not, but that's a good what are the odds call because it was technically an Astros call. He technically lived up to the letter of the law, yet also brought another brought something else into it. Plus it was a hard one. Bill.
What are the odds Brock Lesnar does the nerds as part of this game?
Boy.
Yeah, that phone.
That was a bad connect. Did you catch any of what he said? I just heard Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. And then he just disappeared. So, okay, let's try Eric.
Hey, guys. I'm sure you guys get asked this, but recently the way that the Astros have been playing, what are the odds that they win the division?
Yeah, it's, I think, the third time we've gotten that one today. But I still think it's a long shot. I give him a 30% chance. How about Don?
Yeah, not about this year's current race, but what are the odds that either Altuve or Correa's jersey hangs in the rafters when they're all said and done?
I'll go 75%. If Altuve continues at this pace, but here's the other caveat to that. They've had Altuve on about the most team-friendly numbers you can get. Eventually, they're going to have to pay that guy, and he's going to get paid like a big-time free agent gets paid. I don't see any reason why he would give a hometown discount. So,
And who knows if Crane's willing to pay that.
Yeah.
We've seen nothing yet to indicate that they're willing to do that.
If he's a $20 million a year guy, are the Astros going to pay $20 million a year for him? Because
and guess what?
He's
playing like a $20 million a year player.
And I got news for you. The Red Sox will pay him $20 million. The Yankees will pay
Dodgers.
Him $20 million. The Dodgers. Yeah, somebody will pay him $20 million a year. It's a matter of if the Astros will.
All right, how about Eric? What's up, Eric? Hello, Eric.
I'm going to be optimistic and say the Astros get into the wild card game.
All right.
And if the Astros are in that wild card game, what are the odds that someone other than Dallas Keuchel starts that game?
Oh, I'll still say it's, I mean, barring an injury,
yeah.
I still think it's 80% they throw Keuchel. And a lot of it depends on how it lines up. They may have to use Keuchel to win the game that gets them into the wild card, you know?
Right. I think it all depends on who pitches well in the second half of the season. I mean, if McCullers goes on an absolute tear and he's your best pitcher the second half, you might think about that. But as of today, I mean, I still think it's Dallas Keuchel. Okay, how about Frank?
Frank, the Tank, Sports.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
One of the odds question is, what are the odds of Jose Altuve winning the All-Star MVP this year?
All-Star MVP?
I don't know. He's got there's 68 players in the game. Flip a coin up in the air, a 68 side. I don't know. It's 1%. They all have about the same chance of winning the All-Star Game MVP. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a difficult one. Brandon.
Who's going to play the best on one particular day?
Brandon.
Yes.
Hey, Sports, Brandon.
Hey, Sports. I wanted to say, what are the odds that Kevin Durant plays with the Warriors for longer than 2 years, and what are the odds that he plays with Russell Westbrook again?
Okay, that was not an Astros call. That was a Kevin Durant call, so you can't win. Sorry. and from what I understand, playing with Westbrook was one of the reasons why he left. So
I'll go 50-50 that he plays more than 2 years, though.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because then it's going to become a contractual issue. It's going to be hard for them to work that money.
All right, Eric.
You disqualified him. You're
honestly, see, that's
you're hardcore, man.
Well, but here's the thing. That's
He broke the rules. I get it.
Yeah, and we gave you a topic, and when we don't give you topics, the questions are terrible. We've already had some really good ones here. Eric, what's up? Eric.
Yes.
Go. You're on.
Yeah, I asked my question already.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Well, then we're good. That's
everybody. No. Well, see, I can't. Okay, the ones that are on hold, are they had the check mark by them. That's why. So that's my fault. Tim. We'll do Tim.
Hey, sports to you.
Hey, sports to you.
What are the odds that Dallas Keuchel shaves his beard before he wins another Cy Young?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with shaving a beard because I don't think he's going to
win another Cy Young.
Yeah, I it's not any disrespect. Because I like the guy, but I just don't see another Cy Young.
I just never thought Dallas Keuchel was a Cy Young type pitcher. And then last year happened.
He had a Cy Young season.
I mean, that was. If you had asked me what Dallas Keuchel's ceiling was, I would have never imagined it was as high as what he did last year. I mean, he exceeded every possible expectation. Now, I don't think he's what he is this year, but I think he's somewhere in between, which is a really solid starting pitcher.
All right, one more, and then John will pick your three winners. Alonzo, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds Brock Lesnar knocks out Mark Hunt and re-signs with the UFC?
I can't picture a scenario where he knocks Mark Hunt out, like where he makes Mark Hunt go to sleep. I'll go 25% that he wins the fight. Maybe 30% that he wins the fight.
Okay.
And if he wins the fight, I'd say he's probably 80% going to fight another fight with the UFC. Although, at some point, it gets into a contractual thing with the WWE, and I don't know what he's allowed to do and what they're letting him do. I don't know how that all works, but I know they're going to want him back if he wins.
All right, Jong, give us our three winners, sir.
Well, all the good ones hung up.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah, so let's just give it to Eric, and Tim. So it's Dallas Keuchel shaving his beard, Astros winning the division, and the Astros, I don't know what the other Eric asked, but the rest of them were.
Okay, so the one I said was going to win,
yeah, he hung up.
It's probably because I said he was going to win. All right, congratulations. And just tell the intern if you want to be on the list to get on my table, which apparently is almost everybody who's won the last two days.
That's a popular table, Fred.
Well,
you're a popular guy. You're the prime minister.
It's not that. It's not that at all. I think they just know that I'm going to give them my chips at some point.
I think they also know that they're not going to have to play with the donkeys.
Well, that is true. Most of the folks at my table play a lot. The ones that I know are going to be at the table, they're fun players and they're good players. So that'll be cool. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We come back, lots more to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Some pretty funny little what are the odds here. Double down, Anderson, Gordon, Nene. What are the odds Morey had a mental breakdown and believes it's 2011?
We were talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
These are essentially all the guys he wanted 4 or 5 years ago and couldn't get, and he's still enamored with them, apparently.
And, Matt, what are the odds Oscar Pistorius makes it to Rio?
That's a guy who should go. He should go and get the Zika virus.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to be reproducing anytime soon. Well, see him in 6 years, I think is... What are the odds I'll ever hear again after getting the emergency alert test with earbuds in?
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, see, we get silence when that happens. But, yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, I got another one. What are the odds I'll be able to hear after the emergency alert system, assuming I will be able to hear you answer my text? Okay, I have a story about an internship, and I know a lot of – we have interns.
We do.
A lot of places have interns. And I know we have a lot of people listening who are going to do internships in the future. I'm going to tell you exactly what not to do. Okay? First off, before we do that, how many more seats do we have to give away, John? Can you find out?
I'll go check.
Okay, because I have like another giveaway, too, so we got to give some more seats away here in a second. But apparently, a guy scored a position at a company with a field he hoped to work in once he graduated. Said, even though the division I was hired to work in didn't deal with clients or customers, there still was a very strict dress code. And they felt like the clothing rules were overly strict.
Okay.
But, you know, says they weren't going to complain. That is, until I noticed one of the workers always wore flat shoes that were made from a fabric other than leather or running shoes, even though both of those things were contrary to the dress code. So, here's what this knucklehead does. He gets ticked off about this, goes to the other interns, and the group writes a proposal along with a petition signed by the entire class except for one very smart kid. And the request mostly focused on footwear, asking for non-dress shoes. The next day, everyone who signed it was called into a meeting where they were informed that due to their unprofessional behavior, they were being let go. We were told to hand in our ID badges and gather our things and leave the property ASAP. They were shocked that they weren't given a chance to defend their actions, but here's the best part. Just before the meeting ended, one of the managers told her that the worker who was allowed to disobey the dress code was a former soldier who lost her leg and was therefore given permission to wear whatever kind of shoes she could walk in.
Oh, man.
Says, you can't even tell, and if we had known about this, we would have factored into our argument. I have to tell you, you have no argument. You're an intern.
You just shut up and do the job.
Even if you're a full-time employee, if there's a dress code and that's what they tell you to do, that's what the job is. I would not hire any one of you losers. Everybody who signed that, you don't deserve to work anywhere. So just for our friends out there, just don't do something like that. Of course, this thing's gotten a lot of, being an intern, somebody explained that the blogger who did this said being an intern is like being a guest.
It kind of is.
It is. And so the rules are the rules. Rules are rules, as we like to say. But it says, to be clear, that doesn't mean you need to suck up any and every condition of an internship, but that wasn't something. It's not like they're asking you to go and chase a tornado or something,
yeah,
which we did with one of our interns at the Chronicle once, which in retrospect probably wasn't. I didn't do it, but still. But most people agree that the company handled it perfectly. I got to tell you, if our interns came in with some kind of thing like that over something that silly, of course, we don't pay them. So these were paid interns, too.
Yeah.
Just wanted to share that story. That's how not to act.
Unbelievable.
All right, John. So how many do we need?
We have 4 spots left, and I think we wanted to give one to somebody on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for him to respond back.
All right, so I'll give away 3 now. And then if, perchance, we do not give it away on Twitter, then I'll give it away last segment. How's that? So callers 10, 11, and 12, 713-780-3776. The last of the available poker spots. Of course, you can still show up tomorrow and get in as long as you get there early enough. Jose, what are the odds of Rockets sign Steve Francis? Might as well bring back Francis
call.
And Mobley.
Yep.
Get Yao Ming to limp back over here. Why not, right? Damn, man. What? People are reading my mind. This is starting to irritate me. So I'm kind of messing with Woodbine tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this 3-horse was 8-1. Totally in love with him. They bet him down to 5-2.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit here and suck on 5-2, basically.
Yeah.
I should be getting 8-1. I shouldn't be complaining because I already had a 15-1 get home, but still.
Yeah, it's hard to feel sorry for you at this point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my night is made already, so it doesn't really matter. But a pretty good run, man. I hit a 15-1 Sunday in their big race and 15-1 to start off the card tonight. So, yeah, that's what I do in my spare time is bet on horses online, just so you know. Let's grab a couple more calls. Alex, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir. Alex,
sports to you.
Go, man.
Hey, quick question. What are the odds Tom Herman leaves after undefeated season?
Well, that would assume that they're going to have an undefeated season.
If they have an undefeated season.
If they have an undefeated season, I would assume that he will leave. And I honestly, could you blame him?
Well, I'm not going to blame him for leaving anywhere anyway. No. But I tell you what, I'll blame him if he goes to some school that's not. I mean,
he's already proven he's not leaving for some middle of the road.
His next job should be at one of the top 15 programs in the country.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's going to want long term.
Specifically, if he finishes a season undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think. Yeah, that's a guy who's going to be coaching at a Notre Dame or Ohio State if Urban Meyer wants to leave, or Alabama if Nick Saban retires. I mean, that's probably unless
or USC if they come to their senses and decide they want to coach who knows what he's doing.
Okay, I get this every single time we do a poker tournament. What's the buy-in for the poker? There is no buy-in. Okay, guys, it is free. It is free. All you have to do is show up. Qualify for the top 25, and if you win the big one, you get a TV and $500. Because we like to give stuff to the people. That's a pretty good prize.
It's not bad.
All right. Is that Manuel? It looks like Mall, but I can't tell if they left an N out. Do we caller line 3? Sorry if I butchered your name, but. Are you there?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's Manuel.
Okay, Manuel. I guessed right. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, good, big fan of the show. I just wanted to say, what are the odds the Astros, Rockets, and Texans all make the playoffs as a wild card team, and they all get knocked out in the first round?
The Astros, Texans, and Rockets all make it as a wild card team?
Well, it's not really a wild card in basketball, not in the NBA. So that doesn't quite count. But, the odds all three of them make it, I'd say about 10%. The odds of all of them getting knocked out in the first round, if they make it, is probably about 80%. But
because we do live in Houston.
Yeah, it is Houston. Rusty on the Facebook page, what are the odds the Stone Men end up fighting the White Walkers in Game of Thrones? Oh, what's going to happen with those Stone Men? I'm not even sure. I think they would be Team White Walker. And frankly, I think everybody should be Team Night's King. That's how this should end.
Nobody wants to be on that team.
Why not? They're very cool. They live forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be one of the whites, which is basically just a zombie.
You want to be like one of the kings.
Yeah. Well, not one of the kings. I want to be one of those cool guys on a horse that it takes Valyrian steel to kill.
There's only like 6 or 7 of those guys, though.
No, that's okay. I'm down with that. I'd love to be that. All right, let's try Joshua. Last call of the day.
Hey, sports.
What are the odds that the Arizona Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Steelers have better years than the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots?
Who has a better year than the New England Patriots? The Carolina Panthers?
Who do you say, Panthers and who?
No, I didn't Panthers say and Steelers.
Steelers and who? Cardinals and Steelers have a better – see, you're confusing.
Cardinals, Steelers, better year than Panthers, Patriots.
I think – I'll go 52%. I'll take Steelers, Cardinals, because I think the Cardinals will be better than the Panthers. And I think Steelers are going to be really good this year.
Me too. I want Cardinals and Patriots, though.
Well, yeah, if you give me those. But
so basically, it was a clever way to ask you what your Super Bowl pick was.
And I don't have it yet.
I don't either.
So, Michael asking, which universe would you rather live in, Walking Dead or Game of Thrones? Probably Game of Thrones, because there's dragons, there's Khaleesi, there's lots of sex. There's fewer women to choose from in the Walking Dead world.
True.
And, yeah, I'll go Game of Thrones.
I'll go Game of Thrones. It depends on what you are in Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be... like,
are you like one of the slaves or like...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that. I wouldn't want to be...
I don't want to be an extra.
Right. I want to be Sir something with an S-E-R.
Yeah, I'd be that.
Sir Falcon. If I could be Sir Falcon or the Warden of the North or something like that, or the Night's King. Night's King, that would be great. If I could have one of those, definitely. Although, I don't have guns.
Yeah.
But did you see that?
I mean, you'd just be a super badass archer.
Yeah, like I guess Ramsay so. Bolton. I'd have to be an archer. Yeah, so I wouldn't mind being Ramsay Bolton. I'd be a less cruel Ramsay Bolton.
No, you'd pretty much be him.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, guys. Hey, I want to tell you, if you're looking for a place to take a date, you really want to impress a girl. Let's say your girl is way better looking than you. You way outkicked your coverage, and you need to impress her, right? Melting Pot's a place to go. Fantastic place to take a date. And their four-course fondue experience is great because basically you're going to sit there and order together. So you communicate together, and the food's actually cooked right there on the table for you. It's fantastic. The staff there is great. And it really gives you a chance to actually sit down and talk and have a conversation. And if you really want to impress somebody and tell them cool stories, you can even steal ours and make them up. I don't care. But if you're trying to get some action, this is a place to go. And you know what, ladies? Great place to take your man. Same thing. If he's complaining about, we never get to spend any time together, we never get to talk, go to the Melting Pot. You're going to get a great food. You're going to have a great experience. They've got a fantastic wine list if you're into that. If you're like me and you like craft beer, they've got a terrific selection as well. Melting Pot guarantees that staff will do everything possible to ensure the fondue effect works for you. And you're going to go home and have a really good time. If you don't, that's totally on you because they're going to do their part. For your reservations, give them a call, 713-332-5546. That's 713-332-5546. And call them, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and you want reservations, and you want the fondue effect to work for you. That's the Melting Pot.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter, and it's summertime. You want to get that boat out on the lake. You want to get out in the Gulf. I understand. It's good times. But you got to be a responsible captain while you're doing it. Always wear a life vest. Have plenty on board for everybody. Most importantly, don't overindulge when you're out there on Texas waters. But things don't always go the way you would expect them to. And next thing you know, you're getting whisked off in a law enforcement boat about to be arrested for boating while intoxicated. That sucks. That's where you need a guy like attorney Gary Trichter. He and his team have years of experience with Texas boating laws on alcohol, no matter where you're boating in Texas, from the Panhandle all the way to the Gulf Coast. And remember, a BWI arrest can damage your reputation the same way that a DWI or a DUI can. Call attorney Gary Trichter. Protect your rights. He's a DWI specialist here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about these police breath and blood tests. He's also one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. Don't tweet me in the middle of the night when you need it. 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
And we are back on the Blitz. Second round of poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic is tomorrow at Dave & Buster's. We'll be out there doing the show as well, so you can come by early if you like. And sign in for available seats begins at 5. So if you get there after 5, you can sign in, shuffle up a deal at 7:15, top 25 advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize, which is $500 and a TV. Can't beat that. All right, one more giveaway. Don't miss the pulse-pounding thriller The Wave, a tsunami disaster film inspired by true events that critics are calling a white-knuckle experience and the best disaster movie in ages. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD from Magnolia Home Entertainment. Caller number 15. Yeah, it's funny, Lamont asking why we don't do a Game of Thrones podcast. We talked about doing it this year. It was a time thing more than anything, but unless we can get them to sell it so that we can get paid for it. Yes, we'd love to do it, but it's
but that's not going to happen because just like they wanted us to write on the website.
Yeah, I hate to sound mercenary about stuff, but the truth is, you know, our time is worth something. So if we get paid for it, yeah, we'll do it. All right, let's do famous deaths. This is how we close the show every Wednesday. And we'll start with our celebrities. First off, Andy Griffith. Actor, 2012, 86.
Star of the Andy Griffith Show.
That's right. When you have a show named after you, that's pretty good. So, Jim Backus, Magoo in Gilligan's Island, 1989. Dies at 76 years old of pneumonia. That's a good run, too.
What was his name on the rich guy on Gilligan's Island?
Oh,
hubby, I always want to call
him.
Yeah,
Thurston Howell the Third.
Thurston Howell the Third. There you go.
So, okay. About animals, Roy Rogers' horse, Trigger. Dead at 25 in 1965. Yeah. Poor Trigger. I wonder if they made glue out of him or if you just...
I don't know.
Okay, let's go down to our popes.
I like to think that he's stuffed somewhere in a museum.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Okay, popes. Gregory the 15th, also known as Alessandro Ludovisi. He was the Bishop of Bologna.
Alessandro Ludovisi.
1304, Benedict the 11th, also known as Niccolo Boccaccini.
Niccolo Boccaccini.
Yeah, these popes are gangsters. I think these are really gangsters. 1153, Eugene the 3rd. Also known as Bernardo.
Bernardo.
965, Pope Benedict V. Italian Roman Catholic Pope. Which, how does that make him different than every other Catholic Pope?
But we hear this all the time. There's always some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't know existed until then.
Yeah, and they're like anti-popes.
Yeah, who knew what that is?
And then 683, Leo II.
Leo.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, let's get on to our best deaths.
The ones we've all been waiting for.
Yes. Bad week for quarterbacks. 2015, Ken the Snake Stabler.
Kenny.
69, which is a good run considering how he lived.
How he lived, yeah.
2009, Steve McNair.
Good run considering how he lived, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. 2008.
Boy, women will be the end of you.
Yeah.
Especially if you find a crazy one.
Well, that's... I'm not going to say they're all crazy, so...
But most.
Larry Harmon in 2008, better known as Bozo the Clown. I remember watching him when I was a kid. Clowns scare me. I'm not a fan of clowns. 2006, Sid Barrett, original guitarist and vocalist of Pink Floyd. 2003, Barry White, dead at the age of 58.
Oh, no.
2002, Ted Williams, last player to bat over 400, dead at 84.
Still in a jar?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they've got that thing frozen, and they're going to bring him back at some point. 1993, Curly, the last of the Three Stooges, 83 years old. 1971, Jim Morrison. Pretty big name.
That's a good one,
yeah. That's one of those guys on my list of people from history I'd like to get high with. Jim Morrison would be on that list. The next two would not be on that list. Your second and third U.S. presidents, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, both died in 1826. John Adams, 90 years old. Thomas Jefferson, 83. That's a good run for that age.
Yeah, especially back then. You had, like, wooden teeth and stuff.
Dysentery.
Yeah.
A lot of people died from dysentery. And finally, we have one dead porn star. In 1991, Nancy Kelly died from...
91, I'm going to guess that's either AIDS or suicide. I'll go suicide after finding out about AIDS.
A great guess. It is suicide. She hung herself in her apartment.
Nice.
Do people still do that as a method of suicide?
I don't think so. I think there's more effective ways.
Yeah.
It's easier to get guns now.
Yeah. Well, it's quicker. And because that hanging, that's not cool.
Yeah, if it doesn't work right away, it sucks.
If you watch Hell on Wheels in the first
one. And if you change your mind like halfway through, there's not much you can do about it.
No, that's why, at least other methods, you can't really change your mind. Speaking of guns, did you see what Matt Damon came out and called for a gun ban in America? This is a guy who just played Jason Bourne and shot like 10 people in the movie. Come on, man. So it's okay for you to get paid millions to go out into a movie where you shoot people?
Fred, that's fantasy.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I find that irritating. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Great job by Jong Lee. A-plus. A-plus for Hoffman today. I gave myself a really solid D-plus. I want to thank all the callers and listeners. Come join us out at Dave and Buster's tomorrow.
I'll be there, Fred.
I will, too. So until then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.